And then we wandered over to the tent to watch a little band that I'd heard about called Winter Filleth, who I'd heard were kind of a folky black metal band. Well, they were less folky than I'd heard. They're sort of like a less proggy version of the early days of Opeth, or perhaps Enslaved, more suited comparison than that. They were alright. Have a listen.
It's a happy metal party. Yeah, Winter Filleth were alright. On record, they sound more like the black metal days of Opeth, whereas that had more sort of a Motorhead-y black metal edge to it. And Motorhead were a big influence on... Motorhead are a big influence on most forms of modern metal. I don't know why. A lot of people will probably tell me that I'm stupid for comparing Winter Filleth with Motorhead. But you know the premise that I do black metal, okay? Yeah, they're pretty good. I kind of wish we'd seen Mayhem in the 90s when they had Maniac, because he used to cut himself on stage, which would have just made it even scarier to watch. Yeah, he stopped doing it after a while because he thought that people were just coming to see him do that.
I know.
His name is Maniac for a reason.
Dead used to do that as well.
Yeah, Dead used to do that as well. And he once made Euronymous and Hellhammer bury him so that he could, like, smell like a corpse. There's, like, one video online of Dead performing with Mayhem, and you can barely see anything because they've got the lights completely turned out, except from occasionally when they flash up and you can see them, and the pig heads. Which I think is the light. I think it's the one off Dawn of Blackhearts, but I'm not sure. That band are fucked up.
We mostly watched Winterfilleth as a sort of interesting diversion from the main stage act at the time, Sanctuary, a weird choice to follow Mayhem. I refer to them in my head as cheese metal. Their most popular song is called Battle Angels, so of course they're cheese metal. Strangely, they don't really click with me, even though you'd expect me to like that sort of thing. They only released two albums in the late 80s, disbanded, formed Nevermore, who were considerably more popular, and basically just Sanctuary under a different name. Then they decided to go back and play these old songs again. I remain uninterested. Here's some Sanctuary while I go over into the corner and be all pretentious and act like the disinterested snob that I am.
We'll be right back. Bloodstock. We will see you again.
Yeah, but Bloodstock people have been requesting Sanctuary for years, though.
Yeah.
Apparently. Even though they've been saying, look, they're not in Sanctuary anymore. Yeah, they're alright.
Yeah.
We're not too au fait with them, really.
Not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan. They're alright, though.
Yeah.
They're playing like a virgin.
Well, they were playing.
They were playing like a virgin.
It's now a the next song on the album.
It's a happy metal party with Madonna.
Only death is real, like a virgin. It's a happy metal party.
Then again, last year the midpoint was Max Cavalera.
Well, he's always the midpoint of Sonosphere.
He's usually the midpoint of Sonosphere, and usually it like peaks by that point, and then we're just like, what do we do now? Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Stuart Super Happy Magic Point Up and General Confusion Wonderman, the version of the show that you've been listening to already. In case I haven't plugged it yet, which I probably haven't, I do YouTube reviews now. I've moved on. They're called Out of Context, in which I play a drunk and stoned weirdo who sits in the creepy darkness and takes movies way too seriously. We were going to record one here for the most metal movie of all time.
Won't say what it is.
Which I'm not going to say what it is. You have to go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/herbalcrackpot. That's Herbal Crackpot. See, I got two drug references into my name and it still makes sense. And you can see lots and lots of other videos and reviews and stuff from myself and my good friend Hugh here at StuBagful, that's stubagful.wordpress.com. Oh yeah, and this is Zone 1 Radio. So we're trying to come up with a good nickname for Hugh in this co-review that we're doing.
I just be Coxo McGraw from...
Hi, I'm Cucksack McGraw. I'm in every single porno ever.
I just turn up out of nowhere, put him actually in the...
Oh, it'd be so good if we had a wig, so then we could pretend you actually have turned into a girl. And it would be like, wow, so you actually can turn yourself into a girl. Yep, let me just put my penis back inside my body. And then we turn right, and we just look at me going, looking horrified for a moment. And then we cut to the camera back, and it's just you in a wig, and you go, hello, darling. That would be awesome. Fuck it, we need to find a wig here.
I ain't buying one. I've spent too much money.
Yeah, I know. We both spent too much money. And I'm currently drinking vodka paste.
To try and finish it,
and say, I have got my money's worth. I have drunk vodka paste.
Hugh's vodka paste.
Well, you did the Dr. Pepper, I did the vodka. We bring the fire on the flame.
So it's not vodka paste, it's Dr. Vodka.
Yeah, it's Dr. Vodka, and it's turned into a paste, so...
Dr. Vodka paste.
That's why it's Dr. Vodka paste. We're going to record it tomorrow, and Hugh will be, Spunkahoony McDoodleface. That's my suggestion for the stupidest name I can come up with. Hugh, you try one.
Anal Bag MacGuffin.
I like that one better.
Sweet,
Anal Bag MacGuffin. Also because it references the world-famous Hitchcock definition of a plot convenience.
Wait a minute, you're the herbal crackpot, should that be something to do with sex?
Anal Bag MacGuffin is definitely something to do with sex, because a MacGuffin is something that's just there for the sake of plot, it's not actually important. So... An anal bag MacGuffin can be a really disgusting and over-the-top sex scene that is in a film for no reason.
Sweet.
That's what it is. Anal Bag MacGuffin is a sex scene that comes the fuck out of nowhere.
That as well, yeah.
No spoilers, despite the fact I said it earlier and had to edit it out. Yes, I did. And you missed it. You losers.
because you are in the future and we are in the past, where we can control the events of the future, because time travel is possible.
I'm just going to say one thing about it. It's three words. 12 words. 12 letters.
12 letters, yeah. And I'll give you another clue. Wanking guy would probably have sex with one of the things in this movie. To find out just how disturbing that statement is, tune into my YouTube reviews. See ya. You're outside the law now, Hugh.
I handed Stuart alcohol when we just walked through the thing because they didn't check me, but they checked Stuart.
Yeah, they check me because they look at me and they think, okay, you're obviously a hippie.
I just walked past and Stuart's clean. I just hand him a bottle of vodka and he's like, there you go.
Yeah. Very inconspicuous. We would be shit at dealing drugs though.
Yeah, I'd be like, anyone want some dope?
Yeah.
Hatebreed were loud and angry and hate stuff. I like Hatebreed because they hate stuff and are angry and loud and blah 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 blah. Look, you don't really need to analyse Hatebreed's music. What is the point in reviewing them? They're angry and loud and awesome. Listen to them. Except some people didn't want to and said, they're not metal enough for Bloodstock. And yes, talking about hardcore music when in a field of people who've mostly spent the day watching black metal and stoner metal probably isn't the best idea. But they do fit with Bloodstock. It doesn't have to be all relentlessly uninviting. Sometimes it's good to just have some pure, unadulterated hatred like Hatebreed. Here's some Hatebreed.
Facing what consumes you is the only way to be free! Release from those poisonous fears! Resurrected once and for all! You want me to hold my tongue? Then why the fuck am I here? You want me to bottle my rage? Cause you never had the heart to say what I say. My life, my body, my pride. You have no opinion, no right. I feel myself nothing like you. I refuse to live my way of life. Don't be cruel, hate me. You're the inspiration I need. Don't be cruel, hate me. You're the inspiration I need.
Yeah, and there's an hour-long demonstration in why, if you were complaining that Hatebreed shouldn't have been on the lineup, you were a moron. And our insults will probably get tenfold when Machine Head come on, because the backlash to that was fucking ridiculous.
Destroy everything.
God, I feel like my head's gonna fucking fall off.
Alcohol for headbanging.
I think from headbanging.
Exactly.
Yeah. Diane, around 7 o'clock, my vodka is more vodka than man. I'm only pretending to mince words, I'm not drunk yet. Despite the fact that I finished that Dr. Pepper paste. Why did I keep calling it Tango paste? Hugh has filled up his 400 milliliter bottle of Mountain Dew with a third vodka. And now it is the strongest thing. It literally.
I'm going to put it into perspective for people how strong this is. Have you seen the film The Rescuers? Yeah. You know when they have the moonshine?
Yeah.
It's like that. Fire coming out of mouth.
That is strong. That is really strong. I haven't tried mine yet, but rest assured,
it's probably worse.
Because the last two sonosphere's, I've still had like a third of the vodka left by the end of it. So that in perspective. These things are more vodka than Tango.
Pretty vodka.
And Tango is pretty much vodka to begin with. To be honest, even if you get pissed, once you get out of the mosh pit, you probably won't be drunk anymore.
Yeah.
It knocks it out of you. Because at Machine Head, when I saw him in Manchester, I was pissed right up until the moment that right until like halfway through Machine Head set. And I really need to go for a piss. But then I didn't. It literally knocks it out of you. We've just seen someone in a costume, which is a cross between the Hulk and a bunny rabbit.
It's still not as cool as fuck you, man.
Hulk rabbit!
Fuck you!
Fuck you, man!
Oh my god, it's fuck you, man. Hey, put down that TV! Why?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Yeah, walking at the same time as me really helps with the whole smuggling in of alcohol, because they're just looking at me and going, are you hiding something?
And then I just lift my arm up to show my thing and then let me through.
Whereas you're the most inconspicuous fucker at this festival.
I probably am. I'm the shifty one.
Seriously, you could fucking... You could smuggle in heroin if you wanted.
I could. I could, and they wouldn't even check.
They wouldn't even... Zippy's in the Jägermeister thing at the moment. Doing some acoustic thing with George Bungaland. What's his name?
Oh, he's Zippy, he's George and Bungle.
Yeah, he's Zippy and there's George and Bungle as well.
Which is it? All playing their twangers.
Ooh, pyro! Testament trial in 10 minutes. It's speed piss time. When I went to the bogs, they'd totally flooded because someone had stuck a bottle down the plug hole. And a guy next to me said, it's not as dark a colour as I thought it would be. As he was staring down at the piss. And then some guy just said, you being racist? About piss.
What did you say about piss?
What?
Did you get involved in the conversation?
No, I didn't. They left before I could actually make any observations about it.
Wow. The river... behind it down there?
What? Yeah, down there. The river of piss flows from the womb of
piss.
I really couldn't think. Just how do you top that?
I don't know how any band managed to try and top Mayhem.
I don't know. Totally peak. And there's a test for testament. Aha, it's a spoonerism. Not really.
Spoonerisms with Spoony.
Spoonerisms with Spoony.
That is a Spoony Spoonerism.
That is a... I think you were all cunting cunting funks. Funts. Cunting funts. Spoonerisms with Spoony. Cunting funts. Definition. That guy over there had a shirt that says, fuck dubstep, stick those glow sticks up your ass, you pussies.
Someone walked around.
Amusing sentiments.
Someone in public wore that shirt.
Yeah.
And they got asked by police to cover it up because it's offensive and told them to fuck off. And then let them go.
That's that is offensive. We're currently sat in the field, about to watch Testament, and they're playing Cobra and the Lotus.
Not suited to this festival at all.
Not really. They're a bit more metal than, like, say, what's their name? Hailstorm are.
Yeah.
Hailstorm are okay, just not really my thing. They're a lot better than you'd expect of a band like that.
Yeah.
Like, they know what they want to do and they do it well. But...
Testament, one of the most underrated bands on the planet ever, along with Benediction. They came along just after the Big Four, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax released their big, big classic albums, Master of Puppets, Peace Sells, Reign and Blood, Among the Living, respectively. Testament did everything just as well, if not better in some cases, but never really received the recognition they deserved. Their first three albums, The Legacy, The New Order especially, and Practice What You Preach, really should have earned them a position as part of the big five of thrash metal. Relentlessly catchy, they've got a lot heavier since they reformed the other year, when lead singer Chuck Billy recovered from cancer, and now they're back on track. They played a lot of stuff on their new album, Dark Reach of the Earth, which at that point I hadn't heard. Would have preferred them to make room for some classic stuff off New Order and Legacy, but obviously they've got to sell the new stuff, and it's really strong new stuff at that. Their old stuff's better though, undeniably. When your first two albums are just that good, it's kind of hard to live up to them. Although I do recommend you give their new one, Dark Roots of the Earth, a listen though.
My name's Stuart, isn't it?
Yeah, your name's Stuart.
Oh, good. That was fucking awesome, wasn't it?
That was fantastic.
Testament own your arse, internet.
Still not as good as Mayhem.
No, nothing good.
Machine head could.
You're in for a fucking experience, this is.
Fuck them, fuck
them! They didn't play Disciples of the Watch.
Oh well.
I've just noticed.
Oh fucking well.
And only one off the Legacy. I'm looking forward to hearing the new album now. Because I just did hear some of it.
So
Anthrax headlining Blossom this year. Do you think we should go to that here?
I think Will want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, see who else is coming.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's hope it's King Diamond and someone fucking else as well.
Yeah. You know how Mayhem was like being punched in the face?
Yeah.
This is like being punched in the face and wanked at the same time.
That good, eh?
Yeah. And I've seen them twice.
I'm all right at the front.
And we're right at the front, yeah.
End of everything.
Anthrax headline. Lots of
in the residency. Fight until you can fight no more.
I'm kind of glad, but kind of not at the same time, because I really don't think Anthrax should be given anything to do other than write more albums. Because they've got fucking 10 years to make up for.
This year, yeah. When you're recording the show.
Yeah, when we're actually here. Yeah, because I reckon live streaming was probably one of the reasons that Somersfield went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Because
live streaming last year,
Download did it for a few years and then they stopped for a reason, because
they were losing
it
money.
Completely bankrupts you. I mean, it's good, but it's so damn expensive, and until you can find out a cheaper solution, it's probably best.
Yeah.
Although it's good for us.
Yeah. It's good for the show.
Yeah, it's good for the show and my rigorous production schedules. My camera won't record everything, and I pronounced it schedule instead of schedule. See, grammar Nazis, I'm one of you.
Life control. Even though you pronounced it wrong first.
Schedules. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Edelbag MacGuffin says hi.
Edelbag MacGuffin says hi. And the horrible crackpot says, enjoy smoking weed.
I might end up doing videos for your site now.
Yeah.
Which will be video game reviews reviewed by Edelbag MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Edelbag MacGuffin.
Do it. You need to get a camera, because...
I have a camera. I've got a webcam. It's just doing it.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm Edelbag MacGuffin.
You need to do it. It's a lot of fun. Hello, listeners. I'm going to lick you.
He licks the dictaphone.
Oh, my God. He licked the dictaphone. I might get pregnant. They're turning the power on. Warning, they're turning the power on. Oh god. I don't want to set my hair on fire. I don't want to be bald. Run away.
Machine fucking head.
I started something. I did that
I
the
other I started the chart.
Didn't I do that the other year with Butt Scratcher?
You did it and someone replied.
It was like a chain reaction. It's like a chain reaction. It's quite
cool. Someone replied, then someone downed the other fucking thing. I started the chart machine fucking head. And a machine head gig. I'm so fucking happy.
Is this your festival moment here?
This is my festival moment.
Festival moment.
What was Will? Something in the first one, I think.
Yeah, probably something about poo.
Yeah, the poo talk in the second episode.
Definitely. I don't know what my festival moment is. Note, listeners. The quality of my voice in these recordings has been pretty good so far. But
be prepared for our voices to go.
Be prepared for our voices to go. In the morning, I will be talking like the herbal crackpot. Like,
and I'll be talking
without
about...
actually trying.
I'm talking like
hello, I'm the herbal crackpot. It hurts to talk. You're listening to Out of Context.
Will sound like Mayhem.
Yeah. I forget words. To quote Will, I poo good. This Mountain Dew has vodka in it. And vodka is vodka.
And a fish, so I might as well just chuck it, because there's no point having it.
Vodka!
Sing Copper Clowning, bitch. I need some entertainment.
Vodka! 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 Vodka!
Vodka!
Your eyes are shining!
Vodka!
You're really bad!
Vodka!
Your eyes are shining!
Vodka.
You are the real man! You can raise your tears, remove your fears, but on a Scottish! Vodka!
Hugh, what will happen if we run into a person wanking?
If you run into him, get him in the pit.
Yeah, wanking guy.
Wanking the guy in the pit, in the middle. Having a wank while the pit's going around.
Rotational wanking, is that a sport now?
Should be.
That really should be a fucking sport.
We love you, Will.
Yeah, Will, it's technically your fault that I have long hair. Because this one day...
Tell mum and dad that it's your fault.
Yeah, because I remember this day in like year 10 or 11 when I came to school and I was starting to grow my hair. It was sort of like around my cheeks at that point. And you said, cut your hair. And then I did. I actually listened to you. And I came in back in the next day with short hair. And you said, grow it back. I don't know whether you were joking, but now it's technically your fault that my hair is like this.
Because he listened to you. You yeah. only listen to you. And me now. Stuart, cut your fucking hair.
Then you all tell me not to.
No, don't. Cut your hair when you're fucking ready to cut your hair.
I think I probably will after this. I like headbanging with hair in my face, so... Yeah. There's multiple condoms. Multiple condom balloons.
They're
attacking.
Procreating. This is impossible.
Oh, my God. Condom balloons.
We shouldn't have come to this university.
Oh, my God.
It's coming towards us.
Oh, and it's gone. The flying saucer condoms.
There's a balloon, a normal balloon. Wow.
That's the egg. The condom needs to fertilize it.
Oh my God.
The yellow one. The condom needs to fertilize that one. Spider-Man. He falls out his spider can and he dies because he's a cunt. Fuck you, Spider-Man. Fuck you.
Shoot fucking head. Shoot fucking head. Shoot fucking head.
You actually touched the egg. What did it feel like?
A balloon.
Gooey. Oh man, I wanted to touch the condom. I didn't just say that. I really fucking did just say that.
What, gooey?
Gooey? Yeah.
At least we're right in the fucking front, man.
Yeah, totally. Whoa. I touched the condom, it was gooey.
Headbutt.
Headbutt the fucking condom.
Random guy used headbutt.
Come on, please, I want to headbutt the fucking condom.
All Random right. guy used headbutt.
Random guy used headbutt.
You're super effective.
Hey, someone threw a can of piss and it didn't go on us. Hurrah! Life is awesome. You can tell I'm drunk because I'm being a loudmouth cunt.
I don't. You're a loudmouth cunt anyway.
I'm always a loudmouth cunt.
Exactly.
That's kind of what this show is based on.
You being a loudmouth cunt.
Yeah. I should call it Stuart's Super Happy Magical Loudmouth Cunt Time.
That's pretty much
Except that would probably get censored in the schedules.
So it would be.
But then again, this isn't Oh, one of the condoms popped.
I think two of them have popped.
Yeah. Then again, this show isn't going out on any station. I would say it would go out on Zone 1, but I think all the references to STDs are probably...
Come in.
I want a headbutt. To me. Yeah, that's it.
Hugh used headbutt. It was not effective.
Hugh used headbutt. It did nothing.
Well, it was a perfect headbutt. Yeah.
Perfect. And there's condom. Can I headbutt the condom?
No, it's going forward.
No, it's going that way. Forward. No, it's going back. It's going back. It's going back. Condom. Oh, it's going over there.
It's going over there.
Condom is going over there. I'm a loudmouth cunt. Oh, it's floating. Is it floating back to me? No, it's not. This is becoming like football commentary. It's like, is it going to do this other thing?
You
should probably care because it's football and shit. And it's over there. Fuck you, condom.
Now they're playing Linkin Park.
Now they're playing Linkin Park. What the fuck is up with this festival? Oh, fuck!
Yes, you got it! It was good!
I got it! It was good! Except I didn't headbutt it. I didn't fucking headbutt it. I wanted to headbutt the condom.
I am so drunk.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm on the verge of shouting Elton John like wanking guy last night.
Please don't.
Yeah, because that's just a cue for someone will be wanking and trying to eat their own spunk.
Let's surround that person and make it look like it's a mosh pit, but it's not.
Yeah. Just a sort of helpful way of saying, okay, you're trying to eat your own spunk. You're fucked up. We'll encourage this. And encourage you and go, chug, chug, chug. Here comes condom. Get it. You touched the condom, you perv. And he's rubbing off my arm.
And then came a ferocious force known as Machine Head, which myself and Hugh were right up the front for, and I seemingly forgot after months and months absent from mosh pits just how intense they can be, especially Machine Head. There is myself and Hugh as Machine Head start up I Am Hell with the chant of Sangre Sani, Sangre Sani, and the thundering riffs of the opening break out, and then suddenly starts up the most ferocious riff you've ever heard in your fucking life. The fastest, most insane riff, and immediately I don't know where I am. I'm slung off in all sorts of directions. My head becomes a fucking whirlpool and my eyes melt out of my sockets. I somehow find Hugh again 2 songs later, check that he's alright because his parents told me if anything happens to him, I will kill you. And find Hugh with a broad smile on his face and tells me everything hurts but it's awesome. Machine Head strike up Imperium and I'm lost again, and that's kind of how it's like for the rest of the set. That's how powerful this band are.
Bloodstock! Get short fists in the air! Let's fucking go! Yeah.
Do you know how to headbang? And everybody, let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, oh!
Oh god, in the middle of the pit, there was this fucking, there's this crowd surfer behind me. I just sort of like, as I was past him, like, I'd never thrown anyone in a crowd surfer before. I didn't know what to do. So I basically just, as this guy's ass went over my head, I just pushed. And he was sort of flipped over and flung downwards. So I hope he is not dead.
I was by cock, man.
You were by
dildo man.
By dildo man. So named by Rob Flynn. Oh my god.
I have a limp now.
Oh my god. Yeah, this other crowd surfer sort of. I almost broke my fucking neck.
I nearly went crowd surfing.
Someone's ass went over my head.
I was getting really bored and was like, I could crowd surf right now, but I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I lost about a gallon of sweat.
Jesus.
Machines of headliness and blah, 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 blah.
Right, better than Mayhem, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool Mayhem.
Such an experience.
By the way, I'm putting it on record. You said to me when I gave you some of my water, you're getting me a pork baguette. Get me one in the morning. And
In the morning.
You'll get me my breakfast.
Bogs to lose water. Tap to gain water. It's like this, which we're going to lose again. It's like the cycle of piss. It's like Mr. Hankey, but it's not as cool, it hurts.
It's like Mr. Hankey, but it's less fun.
God.
I think I fell over in that pit about 3 times.
Yeah, same. I think my cat's about 3.
Proving that the metal pit is amazing, they will pick you back. Pick you the fuck back.
Yeah, I know. The second you fall down, suddenly you feel someone behind you.
I felt
and
like
you're like,
I like two people that like, grip my arm in different places.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh god, you have a penis.
Did make me trip over again.
Yeah.
Literally, there was a guy behind me with a penis.
Yeah.
He was out and he pretended to masturbate. So basically, I've had that traumatic experience twice.
Oh god, we've had
To be honest, it was a dildo.
We've had two.
But he was wearing a One Direction t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was weird.
There actually was a nude crowd surfer who went past my head, but I sort of went the other way to avoid him.
I got kicked in the face about three times by crowd surfers. I got headbutted in the nose. I got tripped over. I got punched. I got kicked. Had my hair pulled, which is no easy feat. I think everything aches.
And how was it for you? And how was it for you, Hugh?
It was good, and I think I humped about three people.
Yeah.
Because it's literally...
Literally, you can't stop. It is like fucking the most violent sex you will ever have.
Just don't get your cock out.
Yeah. Unlike that guy.
Take a tip. Masturbating guy during Behemoth. Take a hint.
Ah, Machine Head. What can I say by this point? Some people call them generic. Some people even call them boring. These people were mostly around the Bloodstock Facebook page and forums around the time they got announced to generally make dicks of themselves. A lot of people like Machine Head for a reason. Their early stuff with Burn My Eyes, one of the most iconic metal albums ever, at least in the UK, was awesome, and they announced that they were going to be playing five songs that people voted for off of Burn My Eyes that they haven't played in ages. Their new stuff, The Blackening, Unto the Locust, they cram their songs so full of ideas and riffs that they end up being 7 or 8 minutes long, but they feel like they're three. The perfect length. The songwriting is just so good that it makes an intense burst of anger sound radio-friendly almost. Which some may criticise about it, but I think it's awesome that they make this music so complex that so many people can dig. It leads elsewhere as well. The Blackening was sort of my gateway into the heavier stuff. Without it, I probably wouldn't have got as far into death metal and black metal as I did. Love them or not, they have a purpose being at Bloodstock, and as a member of that mosh pit, I can tell you it was a fucking intense experience. And here are some recollections of it from myself and Hugh a few minutes after the war zone subsided.
Wait, so if you farted and it took away the pain, does that mean your arse bone's broken?
No. I'm just saying, I farted and it took the pain away from my leg.
Arse bone is. As we go, as
it felt nice.
As we're going to the box with a massive queue, some guy was saying, cash in number four, please! Which is fucking funny. During the video, I had barely any fucking room, so I had to hop from one leg to another, so I was doing a nice little jig to Machine Head.
I was literally, you know how people like try and push you in one direction,
yeah,
and then the other people try and push you in another? I was in the middle pushing both.
It's like a fucking bar fight. It really is.
I was trying to be like the brick shithouse and didn't work.
Yeah.
Apparently now I weigh the same as a baked potato.
Yeah. Oh god. Where are our fucking tents?
I don't know.
In this general direction.
We're in the right area.
We're in the right general direction. Pretty much.
It's not the guide ropes this time.
Yeah, we took the scenic route. There they are.
That is what adrenaline does to you, people. It's a dangerous drug. Ah. And we didn't have to witness anyone wanking because we were in a mosh pit. Which is preferable, having most of your bones almost broken, or having to watch some guy wanking and eating his own spunk? What? Bones breaking, exactly. Take note, wanking guy. Then again, I don't know why we're complaining so much, because apparently that's a thing. Wanking at a festival in front of a band. I don't know, some people just like to do it. Ah. I don't have the manual dexterity to open my tent. Yeah, I'm going to sleep under the stars tonight. I can see one at the moment.
I can't see any because I'm in my tent.
Oh, no. I can see two, and they're dancing.
But your hands actually work. Mine don't at the moment.
My hands don't work. I'll test.
Well, wanking guy's hands do work.
That's what I was going to test with. But not wanking
guy's hands. Fucking... You were going to test your hands on wanking guy.
On me. I was going to wank myself. It's a good way to test to see if you have...
Too much information, Hugh.
I am joking.
I know.
Not
my fucking key.
Do it. Can't give you the strength.
What will give me the strength, Hugh?
Twiglets.
I'll get you a tag of Twiglets. Dear Twiglet people, if you're listening, I'm Jacobs, that's it. Can we get corporate sponsorship because we're promoting Twiglets so much? Oh, thank you, man. I owe you a pork baguette. Can we get sponsorship because we mentioned Twiglets so much? Because we should. Twiglets, they make you go shit. Twiglets. In a round ball.
They're basically your version of Stitch.
Yeah.
They give me strength.
Hey Stuart, the metal man.
I don't know what mine is. Mine's probably peanuts, but I can't be bothered to eat peanuts right now.
What, your snack is penis?
Peanuts! I'm going to eat your penis!
Will isn't here, we shouldn't be making so many gay jokes.
I'm not even making a gay joke, I said peanuts.
I was making a gay joke by saying that you were going to eat a penis.
I'm going to eat your penis. Oh, your break. How I do want to meet you. Fucking knee.
Back of my nose. My knee. My fucking knee.
God, someone kicked me in the face and I got a nosebleed.
Did you?
Yeah, in the middle of Halo.
Nice.
I had to hold my face as I headbanged.
Halo, luckily, from where I was, the mosh pit only started where the last part was.
Where did you end up, anyway?
I ended up underneath the screen.
Yeah.
Because I was in like the, move it, keep going, keep fucking going. And everyone takes fucking seriously and keeps fucking going.
One sec, please. Whoa. Sorry, Stuart, I'm going to have to spray my deodorant in your direction. Does it work?
Yeah, mate, I can't see through my fucking hair, dude. Yeah, it works.
Good. I could see it was working. It's just the fact that it's been in intense heat. Freezing, intense heat, freezing, intense heat, freezing.
Oh, something nice to smell. Either someone did a shit in a mosh pit or 10,000...
Sorry, that was me farting.
Or 10,000 metalheads farted at the same time.
To be honest, I can't stop farting.
Yeah.
It's because I've had two shits. It's like...
Where's my jacket?
See, gave you the energy. My Twiglets worked.
Twiglets. The power of Twiglets.
Stuart. It hurts to move. That's what it's going to be like tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll probably hear me first thing in the morning. You're going to be going, oh, my fucking knee. I'll be like, Hugh, you okay? No. Why? My knee has come out of my body and is now trying to escape. What's it doing? It's humping the wall. It's grown testicles.
It's humping grown testicles and those testicles are saying good luck and the knee says thank you. Aha, great escape reference. Culture.
You going for a wander?
No, I'm just fucking freezing.
You're not the one wearing a t-shirt and shorts and no fucking socks.
Oh yeah. In a mosh pit though, you're just so fucking.
In a mosh pit, you're so fucking warm.
I know.
Because you're surrounded by the amount of people who are fucking hot. Like, not hot as in like I want to fuck you hot. Like hot as in Jesus Christ, you've been standing near fire hot.
Yeah.
It's like rubbing against people's fucking hell. I'm getting a tan off you.
Yeah.
You're radiating the fucking sun.
Note to other people with long hair. How do you do it? Because, like, as I was going rubbing up past people, that was a very homophobic thing to do. Homoerotic. As I was rubbing past people, some people's hair was totally dry, and I was like, fucking hell. I'm like,
My hair, I had to squeeze my hair out so many times. And you know the thing with Alice Cooper, it's probably going to be worse.
The I Am Help It was like a shotgun blast to the face. It's just like I just say to you before it starts, okay, if we get separated, then meet under the screen, and the second it starts,
we get separated.
Like, suddenly we're both flung in different corners, and it was
Imperium. We were just like, I found you. I've been in the Vietnam and back. I found you.
Yeah.
Look on your face. It was just like, how are you?
How are you? Have you survived?
This is awesome.
Dear Mr. Crowd Surfer Man, I hope I didn't kill you.
To be honest, I'm surprised my arms don't hurt.
That was the thing
I was worried about going into the pit. What if I break an arm?
Yeah.
What if I break an arm, break fingers, because I need my hands.
Yeah. At my first mosh pit. Note to listeners: I do kind of remember someone picking him up and him sort of moving. So he had movements of life.
Yeah. He probably just.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Probably.
Dildo man. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, he threw the brown eye at Dildo.
Yeah.
But it missed. Do you remember? It's like, throw another one. The guy underneath him buckled under his weight.
Yeah.
Big guy. Buckled and he moved forward. Do you know what I meant? Flat on his fucking face.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Shit.
Because the guy he was on was really tall.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me. And then he got up and was just like, throw it again. He was like, wow. Your cock is huge. Dildo.
Perseverance.
He was like, wow.
Yeah, whenever I've gone into a mosh pit before, I have been worried about what if it actually happens. Like, the doctors told me, however long ago it was now, if you dislocate your knee again, you're going to need a fucking massive operation. So every time I go into a mosh pit, I'm thinking, okay, I've got to be so fucking careful with my knees.
So my one is like, I'm going to go ballistic. I want to see what I break, and I broke nothing. I broke nothing, but I'm worried about my arms. I've injured myself still. But it's like,
yeah.
It's like, well, like, if I break the thing, I would actually be crying right now. If I broke a bone, I'd be crying anyway.
You wouldn't be able to feel it if you broke a bone.
But I would be crying because I need these to work.
We need, yeah.
I need my hands and my arms to work.
Oh god, I had
not just for pleasuring women. I need my hands to work.
Yeah,
my guitar.
So yeah, listeners, you've been listening to Saturday. I forget words. I
better go lie down.
I had better go lie down now after I've been for a piss. You've been listening to the Saturday of Bloodstalk, and sorry, someone will have to reprogram me later.
I will, don't worry.
Yeah, in the universe where I'm a robot. So yeah, tune in tomorrow for the Sunday, which
and the final day of the actual music part.
And the final day of the music part of the festival.
The festival's going quickly now.
Yeah.
Don't run it over. I'm
1995, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna bust out a song for you right now. I hope you know it. It's from our album Burn My Eyes. Mr. Phil Demmel on the guitar is gonna start this. This is 1,000 Lies!
the back to the front. Everybody, up to this fucking sky. So pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Well, that's a good thing that I don't do well. I want to run, I don't have to ask why. You want like a loaded gun. You want those little fuckers that you saw. You don't really reckon I'm feeling. I'm gonna make the rest of the world sad. Those guys are gone. They don't think they'll rock on. Then I put the chances from the sky. I'm wrong. You tell my thousand lies. I've been told a thousand times. Your words will live a way back to my thighs. Thousand lies been told a thousand times. I will the power to survive. What's on? Are you ready? So pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, get up! What is a man that can do to a game? Just give a piece of all they can see. And if I could get all the death down, I'd be there and go down back to shit. You didn't know how to crack by all a bunch of body like a killing shell. Cause there was a survivor time in a single opinion, yeah. So you can't go to my bitch, I'm gonna get a rap in my mouth. But if your soul is gone, then I'll fuck you up. You tell a thousand lies.
Thousand times.